Okay, all together, we'll do an intro. Okay, three, two, one.
Welcome back to another episode of this
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism isn't.
Plagiarism.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Distracted.
Plagiarism.
Focus group.
Welcome to another episode of our.
Podcast under construction.
I think I'll.
I was known as
I'm running all over the place.
Copyright.
Everyone's gonna love this podcast.
Anyway, What's the topic? Start with small talk, alright? I asked you all for small talk.
Okay, let's hear it.
Who's gonna start?
How's the weather today, guys?
That's not small talk. Anyone got small talk? I asked you about three.
I got big talk.
Okay, no, we want. Okay, let's.
President Trump!
Let's hear this. Stop the recording. Who's got small talk?
So. Why do we need small talk? Like, why can't we just talk about the political and economic state of the world right now?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
great job, guys. I've seen you all.
Small talk. Okay, I've got a real serious question.
Small talk.
I have a serious question. It's small talk. Guys,
let's hear.
Would you rather have the most smooth.
Damn it!
Smooth poo of your life or the smikiest? Spikiest or smoothest?
The smikiest.
Because if you have the smoothest, then you know diarrhea is coming. But if you have the spikiest, it's already going. It's going hell.
Smoothest, spikiest,
smoothest. I'd rather have diarrhea than have.
No, but it's spiky diarrhea. Would you rather have smooth poo and spiky diarrhea, or just one spiky poo?
Smooth poo and spiky diarrhea.
Ew, no.
I don't want one massive spiky piece of shit coming out my butt.
They're all diarrhea.
Diarrhea can't be spiky.
It's just the main topic.
Alright, wait.
What about you?
Anyway.
Would you rather have spiky or smooth?
Alright, first point of the podcast.
I'd be constipated for the rest of my life.
you'd take it with surgery out. But just, you'd open, every time you wanted to poo, split it out.
I hire a personal butler to take it out.
Yeah.
Have a vasectomy.
What's that gonna do?
You know how it pass the kidney?
I'm gonna rewire the lines so I'll just peel out
Have you seen those clips where they like stand over and they pass the kidney?
I have not seen clips of people pass
the kidney.
You know how you pass those stones, you like stand up and you.
I've seen those.
No, you know the stones.
I know what kidney stones are. I've not searched up videos.
You pass them out.
Yeah, they all poo like pebbles.
Right, anyway. I have small talk. Anyone else got small talk?
You guys. Anyone.
I've got a small talk.
Okay, right, let's see.
What you are, my house.
It's not that funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to take.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Minus 1 point to Oliver. Wonderful.
Did I get two points for signing that?
Oh,
you get one point.
Okay, you still lost your point.
Game.
Okay. Would you rather
I'm Mark.
This is Bob, this is Wade, and these are 14.
I'm Mark.
You're Paul Dane, that's for sure.
Bob's great, but we love Bob.
Yeah, I love Bob too, but he's the only fat one.
I'm Mark. I'm the Mark. How about we're both Mark?
I'm Mark and you're Kurt.
Okay.
No, I'm Mark and you're Iplier.
You can feel the pain.
Oh yeah, I'm Iplier, you're Mark.
You can see the pain.
He's Wade, he's Bob.
Okay, anyway, Roman, you got anything?
Okay, let's introduce ourselves. Okay, my name is... No, actually, sorry.
Introduction.
My name is Oliver.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Bro, Skid Adam.
I'm
Mention that you're autistic.
Yeah, mention that you are. Mention that you're obese.
Yeah, I don't think I figured
mention
that out.
Mention that you're obese and autistic.
I don't even figure both of those out.
Tell them you're obese and autistic.
I'm Oliver. I'm autistic.
Bro, Buddy's autistic.
Buddy's autistic. Get out.
Yeah, and we cancelled. We just got cancelled.
the Gen Z meme, bro.
No, this is gonna be the episode, but like 70 episodes in where we're doing prime commercials and we're all capitalized. I was like, I remember early.
Yeah, when we
podcast under construction.
Yeah.
And then we got back.
Oh, you got the name right.
I'm smart. And they're gonna smart. It's gonna cut back to this moment.
Mm.
We should do a prime commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Okay, Roman, your turn.
Roman, what's your name? 14, how old are you?
I beat my wife.
So, what's your name?
My favourite hobby is going to the casino.
You haven't said your name yet.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Roman, you haven't said your name yet.
Oh, what's my name again?
Sorry, I just had a beer before this.
Did you?
My name is...
John Cena.
Okay, another minus point.
Introduce yourself now.
Oh, I'm Griff. I'm the main character. I'm the host. I'm the best.
Fred's not the main
character. Mark. I'm a flyer.
And I'm Roman.
Slim Shady.
Yeah, okay, my name is... My name... It might be copyright, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, what is
Slim Shady?
You're minus one on there. You get minus one.
Minus one. Oh, get a load of this guy.
Podcast off. Great start with minus 2 points.
I'm gonna be so good on the games. I'm like,
okay. My name is David. Okay. I like video games, music, Cuphead, gambling,
cut that out.
I guess that's me.
Anyway,
we've got small talk. You can get 1 point for this.
My name is Roman, and
this is small talk.
We know you're Roman, what's the small talk? I asked you to
small talk. Small talk, okay. Wait, did you?
I did. I sent you about 3 messages about it, and I told you about 3 times in real life.
He's prepared.
We went to the gym earlier. That's some lore. We went gym earlier.
I got small talk.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, I went to that Bug Club concert the other day. All of you know.
Okay. I do. Yeah. Why are you touching your feet through your song?
yeah. Anyway, I went to the bathroom.
Editor, cut that out.
I went to the bathroom, right? And I was walking out.
Editor, close up on the feet. Buddy!
Close up on the feet. Yeah, anyway, I went into the bathroom, right?
No way.
I went to the bathroom. As I was walking out, this...
Wait for him!
Yeah, this guy came in, he looked like, imagine Kurt Cobain, kind of.
Yeah.
And he said,
like
you know
private
your,
bathroom, like
you know,
in your house or public
bathroom.
It was a private bathroom,
at the concert. At the Bug Club, you know, they treat their guests really well.
The 50-year-old men, they were just there.
Yeah, all the billion Bug Club men.
They're actually all tech billionaires.
Yeah, they're all tech billionaires.
Yeah, Elon Musk was there, he said he became meme. He said he became meme.
Yeah. Like, that's where
I have
yeah, that's what yeah, anyway, that's
where I see the Bug Club playing in the background.
So someone looked like Kurt Cobain came into the bathroom as I was finished. You know your religion teacher, I don't know his name. Like, imagine his voice. Imagine Kurt Cobain is his voice.
Cut that out.
And then he was like on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your wee?
Can he actually say that?
Yeah, no joke. He said, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your wee?
Did you answer?
Yeah, I was like, about 7. He said, great. I'm anticipating a 9. And then he walked past and didn't. He didn't say another word. I left the bathroom.
You should have asked him.
He should have stood
next to him in the urinal instead.
Great color there. That's great.
You should have went on rate your piss.
Last time. Rate your piss.
We need to do the rate your piss top 100 chart.
I think number one was Garrett's P in...
To piss a butterfly.
Okay, piss.
Alright, Roman, I gave you time.
Whoa!
For what?
Small talk.
In piss.
Hmm.
In piss, yeah. Okay, piss.
Is that supposed to be in bliss?
It's not supposed to be in rain.
Okay, piss.
It doesn't have to be toilet roll.
It smells like piss.
No, it doesn't have to be any small talk.
Okay.
Anything going on in your life, yeah.
What's number three on the radio?
Yesterday, my brother went to shit twice in an hour. So it's like he went to the toilet once and like sat there for like half an hour taking a shit. I'm watching YouTube probably.
Yeah.
My mom even is that he's like
going to the toilet. First one gets a piss point.
Hi! Piss point.
Yeah, Oliver gets a piss point.
Yes. Well, I didn't even hear what you said.
Oliver gets a piss
point. Yeah, but I was.
Well, he still says zero. He says a piss point.
You said for a piss point.
I called it.
Bro, okay.
Continue with your barber shame.
Oh yeah. So.
Oh, I've got one. I've got a small talk.
Okay.
This is like.
What about me?
Yeah, I said after this. Continue.
So, he was taking a dump in the toilet for like half an hour. Then he left, and then.
Is that it?
I'm a camera shy.
And then he did it again.
And then he went back to the toilet because.
Bro, his life is so boring. Bro, you know your life is boring when you have to analyse where your brother goes to the toilet.
Sheldon does that actually, from Big Bang
Theory. Oh yeah. Okay, let me follow up on that. Basically, there was this one time where my mum said,
okay,
if you don't,
because
everything's toilet related.
Pity point to Roman.
I have horse lactative once.
Why do you take horse lactative?
My mom.
It's healthy for your body, guys. It's healthy for your body. Carrying on from piss.
Let me speak. I didn't shit in like a week, and my parents paused the phone, so they gave me lactatives, but they actually gave me horse lactatives. And I,
This happened.
Yeah, it's an autism thing. My parents gave me horse lactatives, it was an autism thing. Yeah.
Okay, so there was this one time where
you can't bring inside jokes into the podcast because they're not going to understand it.
You can create. Podcast.
Is it fun though?
Yeah.
Are you not letting it?
Yeah.
Are you retiring your mum early?
Are you sending Andorra books?
I think Brad's changed.
Wait, David, did you sit next to an RS?
Okay, as I was saying.
Griff, you're
so there was this
left.
One time, it wasn't me.
I'm really far left.
I was just one time my sister was like, we wanted to go to the toilet, but my mum was too old to go to the porta potty, so she said you have to go to the real toilet. And then my sister just pooed herself. There was a big lump in her buttocks. It was just like really big.
And this was recent.
No, this was like five,
so
six,
this is
seven
a memory
years ago.
You held on to.
Hmm?
This is a memory you held on to.
Yeah.
Speaking of memories I've held on to, when I was 3 years old, I nearly got run over by a car.
You did?
Me, I nearly got run over by a car.
How?
Talking about cars. I was running across the road without looking left and right.
Sadly,
same
with us today.
Talking about cars, when I was 3 years old, I was in a car with my drunk dad and he almost ran over a kid.
That could have been me or you. Why are we laughing?
Maybe. What if it was it was Roman?
It might have been me.
Yes.
It might have been me.
Speaking of cars,
it's like a small Elvis Presley.
Speaking of
you look kind of like Elvis Presley.
Speaking of cars, I was cars when I was 3 years old.
Speaking of cars, when I was three years old, my dad.
Let's not the big topic. Small talk
is fine. They have like 30 minutes of small talk in this section.
I don't want to do 30 minutes of small talk.
He's talking. What do you have? You have just.
Continue. There was this one time I was in talk about laxatives. It wasn't laxatives, but there was these like those horrible gummies. No gummies, not those jelly beans that have like the most outrageous like
you can't be distractible.
Wait, what?
They talked about the gummy bears.
Oh no, but I got more. My friend had them, right?
Oh, he had them.
Yeah, my friend had them.
The sugar free ones.
No, I didn't smell the sugar free. No, they had like diarrhea flavor, like burp flavor.
I'll take a different one.
Huh?
I'll take a different one.
When did this happen?
They took the jelly beans and without me looking, they put all the jelly beans in my water bowl. I drank them. It felt like I was drinking my own like piss, blood, semen.
Did you know it was in there?
Extra no. Yeah. I drank it and I started vomiting everywhere in a royal opera house. I drank my water. I was singing a lot, right? And then my voice started to like really like because after you sing you need to drink water.
Yeah.
I drank it. I literally vomited everything. It tasted like I had.
When was this?
It was like a year ago, maybe like half a year ago.
Were you in the school?
Yeah, I was.
In year 9? Was it in year 9?
No, it was year 8.
Alright.
Why did you not forget you joined in year 8?
Think that out, guys.
I keep forgetting you joined
year 8. I keep forgetting you joined year 8.
Laxative might be the name of the episode. I haven't thought of it yet.
We should call it that, yeah.
Then we need to make a big talk about the laxatives.
Yeah. Laxatives. Anyway,
it's all of us force laxatives.
Yeah.
Laxatives. What's a laxative?
I'm gonna steal something from Distractable.
Really?
Blur that out. Yeah. We
Distracted.
Distracted, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Have you seen those things? There's these sugar-free, like, gummy bears. And they were filled...
I just farted right now, editor. Bleep that.
Yeah, anyway. They were filled to the brim with these chemicals. It's meant to make it taste better. But it was laxatives, right?
Oh.
And it made everyone shit themselves. There were thousands of reviews that kept flooding in about people who shit themselves. Wait, let me get it. I can get
this happened to you.
Yeah. Wait, did you eat them?
No, this didn't happen to me. I told you I was stealing that from Distractable.
So this is just Distractable, huh?
Yeah, so we're just copying that.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure. Look at all these youngins on their phone.
I'm not my phone.
I need it for
greetings
points.
Greetings,
You're the point master. You can't give yourself points. Wait, did I get a point for that jelly bean joke? Jelly bean, me vomiting.
Okay, more than 100 consumers of... 100 consumers of the 5-pound bag of sweets have reported calamitous.
I swear that was like in TikTok shop.
Calamitous. It's from 10 years ago.
Wait, where is it?
Just there's the article here.
Oh, calamitous flatulence of sudden bowel evacuation. Why do you describe it that
way? 11 years ago.
Bowel evacuation. Just say shit in yourself.
Yeah, I don't think I'll find it, but there's a story, right? This guy went to Walmart and he shit himself in the middle of Walmart.
Thanks.
That really helps. Yeah. Really helps your point.
Anyway, the third member was murdered.
We should do the game.
That was only over three of us.
Yeah, a little. Well, there was no murder of any.
Yeah, there was no murder.
Can I hear piss points in there?
I've already given out a piss point.
But I should. I'm fine with giving my piss point to Roman.
I think Roman should get the piss point.
He did
pissing my ass.
Roman just pissed. Oh yeah, Oliver got the piss point.
Ooh, we can't let him have the piss point.
Yeah, Oliver's in last place right now because he lost those.
How much
points.
Do I have? Who's
you
first?
Have one. You and Roman both have one. Oliver's minus one because he lost two
I'm
points.
I'm lowering it because I know I'm going to win.
He lost one for Unlimited Bacon and Slim Shady.
Wicked Wicked Slim Shady.
He lost one for it. Oh, he lost two.
He lost one for Slim Shady.
Sorry, I have to piss.
Piss point? Was that a piss point reference?
Right, anyway.
Wait, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your piss?
Was there any laxatives involved?
Yeah.
Most laxatives.
No, yeah. But my penis was, like, really red. I don't know why.
Yeah, does he have an STD,
yeah,
guys?
It's gotta be David. My future David.
Yeah, it looked a lot like yours, David.
Look, what?
Like red as yours.
Editor
like,
sends
you know
that.
Yours looks like.
How do you know how mine looks like?
It's like kind of red at the tip.
Wait, how far can you pull yours? How far can you pull your purse?
Like all the way?
I can only. I have like really tight. Mine's really tight.
All right.
Mine is also really tight.
You guys ready for the big game?
Tight.
You guys ready for the big game?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, sorry, David.
The big score.
It was originally
the big score.
I created
the
this
big score.
For Ryan
the big
and
score.
Oliver,
the big
so
score.
I jammed you in
the
there.
The big score.
But, okay.
The big score.
I'm the best one here.
The big
score.
The big score. Like the GTA.
The big score. I get it. It's the
like
GTA.
GTA.
GTA. I get it.
Stop freaking out, guys. It's just the GTA reference.
We'll get
GTA 6.
Right. Oh my god.
Right. Bro is his brother. I swear.
Okay. Welcome.
He got his
welcome to laxatives. I didn't have a name, I just had a backstage.
Right,
so how this is gonna work, right? I'm gonna ask each of you questions about that you don't know the answers to.
Thanks for touching.
Multiple choice. But the other person knows the answer. I know they do because
it's
questions about like a shared interest and things.
Alright.
Okay, so I'll ask him a question about music and you go.
What about music? I'm really good at
okay,
music.
Okay,
better at music.
What about you? So I asked you a question, right? I asked you a question about video games, and he knows the answer, right? Because I made ones that you know. He has to convince you of what the answer is, and he can lie or tell the truth. If he convinces you, he gets a point. But if you pick his answer,
That's smart. I like
you get
that.
A point. Right? If you get it right, you get a point. But if he convinces you and you're like, wait.
You've got to focus on the game.
You've got to focus on the game.
I did not listen to one thing.
If you like, oh my goodness.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so. Alright, I've lost my train of thought.
Your train.
So if Roman convinces you the wrong answer, but you're like, wait, that's wrong, and then you get the right answer, he loses 1 point and you gain 1 point. Right, yeah. David, you're just also going to be convincing, because like, yeah.
Do I have any questions?
I made all the questions before.
Can I'm fine. I'll make another question.
I'm fine with making the questions now for him.
I've already made the questions.
We're making more questions. I want one for Roman.
Okay.
Are they toilet related?
Alright, we're gonna start this first one.
Is it toilet related?
Is there no toilet related question. I just call it Lasters. Alright, Oliver. Question one. Alright, Roman, you should know the answer. In Breaking Bad, which character did Jesse Pinkman kill in season 3?
Oh, I forgot.
Is it Hank Schrader, Gail Bettinger, Gus Fring, or Chuck McGill?
Did you say Chuck McGill?
Yeah. Okay, so you have to convince him of what the answer is.
Wait, can I do it too?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, Mike Ehrmantraut was, he basically,
telling the correct answer, or the wrong one.
Oh, no, you can convince him of any answer you want.
Okay, so basically, there was just, okay, can I start?
Yeah. Mike isn't one of the answers, by the way.
Oh, wait. Okay, fine, what are the answers again?
No, you know he's lying.
Gail, Gus, and Chuck.
Oh, if we said Hank, I thought Hank was a Mike.
Hank? Gail, Gus.
Wait, what was the question?
Who did Jesse pick?
Can I ask them about the question?
He's just got to convince you.
Okay. First thing. What do you guys? What are they?
Okay, so basically, Gus Fring.
Wait, I want you to say it at the same time. Three, two, one.
Gus. Three, two.
Don't listen to him. It's Gail Better.
No, it's Gus. No, yeah. I promise you.
Stop.
What? How did he kill Gus?
Okay, so let me say. So he poisoned him with ricin. So basically, Gus had a cigarette, right? And he basically,
Is Gus not the bad guy?
Yeah, Gus is the. So he was smoking, right?
Okay.
Right? But then Jesse Pinkman, while he was gone, he put ricin inside the cigarette.
I thought he swapped out the cigarette pack to like a cigarette full of ricin for like a normal cigarette.
Oh, so it is Gus.
You said it was Gail.
Okay, what is it? Okay, what's the answer? Okay, lock in your answer.
No, you can continue, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did
Hank, Gail, Gus, or Chuck?
How did Gail die?
Just got shot in the head.
You see how unoriginal that? He literally explained why it's Gus. He said he swapped out all this, but he just said shot in the head.
Okay, but I remember seeing a frame from it where Gus is like half of his skeleton is just completely torn.
No, I'll tell you why. Basically, the ricin, like, there's bacteria in the.
it made him drowsy.
Yeah, it made him drowsy.
A room with a bomb.
Yeah.
There was a bomb in the room.
Yeah, basically the ricin was a code. But basically it was the ricin, but it was kind of the bomb as well. But the ricin made him sleepy.
It made him like drowsy.
Why would you mention the ricin before the fucking bomb? Okay, I don't trust you.
Part of the story.
Alright, who is it?
Gail Bettinger.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not. Look, really, he shot him. Like, everybody died like that. Really, are you, really?
I mean, it's like, it's a serious thing, so I don't think you'll have, like, theatrics like smoking.
That's honestly an average death in
Britain. It is an average death in Britain.
I don't think that's the time.
No, I promise you it is. I promise you.
I promise you.
I'll shake on it.
Wait, so how does this work? So does he get a point if he says the correct
one? Yeah, he gets a point if he gets the correct one, and you get a point if you convince him.
So if they both say the wrong one, he won't get a point?
If you both say the wrong one, he gets the right one, then he gets a point. Oh. So, but if you convince him of the wrong one, he gets it right, you also lose a point.
No, I don't get it. If it was Gale Bettica, we would both get a point.
If it was Gale.
Yeah, if it was Gale Bettica, you both get a point. But if it was and he'd lose a point.
But what happens if I lose a point?
If you said no, yeah, but if you gain 2 points if you convince him of
course. I'm thinking Gale Bettica.
I promise you!
Okay, it was Gale. That is a minus. Actually, I won't do the minus points. That's a point for Oliver.
No, that was a training session. That was training.
That was
I gotta give all my glory up
that's
to God.
That's a point for Roman.
No, so he gets minus one.
No.
I'm moving the minus point.
Did Gale
he gets no
points. Did she really die of a headshot?
Yeah, he did. He basically was like, I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about the overthrow scene.
Roman's question, alright? Round two. What is the name of Spiritualized's third album? Is it Laser Guided Melodies, Siamese Dream, In Rainbows, or Ladies and Gentlemen of the Afflicted?
Wait, can you give me another?
So I actually don't. A fun fact, can I whisper something in your ear?
In my ear?
Yeah.
No!
You can add it in post. You can add it in post.
Why are you spoiling it?
Alright, just leave the room.
What was the question?
I don't know, something about In Rainbows. It isn't in rainbows. Let me tell you something. It isn't in rainbows. It isn't in rainbows. If they say in rainbows, it isn't in rainbows. In rainbows,
it isn't in rainbows. Alright, guys, that's it.
What? Nothing happened.
We had a handshake, Bill.
Okay.
So what is the name of Spiritualized third album?
What kind of band
is Spiritual?
It's alt rock.
Space rock.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so what are you gonna say? This?
He's not in it.
Well, let's just hear all of this.
David,
floating in space.
Seems a bit obvious.
It's not
in
obvious.
Space. All
the laser guided melodies is their. I thought it was their third album, but I thought Ladies General is their second. But I'm just assuming what Griff's saying here. It's Ladies General floating in space. In Rainbows is from Radiohead, and Siamese Dream is from The Smashing Pumpkins.
Ooh, wait a second! I saw a little glitch. Wait, say that again.
Interrogation.
Okay.
In Rainbows is from.
Wait, look at me.
This is awkward.
I need a scene.
In Rainbows is from.
No, I need to see your eyes.
Stop with it, they're open! In Rainbows is from
Radiohead. No, open them like this.
They are! Wait, I'm Asian!
You're Asian?
Yes!
You're wifey. I need to see your eyes.
In Rainbows is Radiohead.
No blink.
He's laughing, that means he must be lying.
In Rainbows is from Radiohead. Siamese Dream is from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Wait, say that again?
Siamese Dream is from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Siamese Weeze from the
Dream. Both two albums are Siamese Dream and
say the one in space again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space is the third album of Spiritual.
What was the fourth album?
Whoa, that's a lie.
Say it again.
His nose is twitching.
You're out of my face. You're out of my face.
Say that again.
We're both talking right now. All four of us. All right. Just calm down.
Okay, listen. Okay, I
need to see your feet just to make sure.
What were you saying?
Okay. Siamese Dream is the debut album of the Smashing Pumpkins. Okay. In Rainbows is the seventh album from Radiohead, okay. I think. And
he's lying. Not about the Radiohead.
Shut up!
Laser Guided Melodies, I think, is even.
You think you're so smart, huh?
Laser Guided Melodies is the second album from Spiritualized. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. It's their most acclaimed and the third album from Spiritualized. It's a space rock album. It's one of my tens, and it's got amazing.
Ten out of what?
Ten out of ten.
Step up to confirm it.
What do you mean step up?
What's the rating system for rate my music?
I don't use rating music. I use album of the year, and it's 100. So I shorten them down to 10 because it's easier. It's Clayton's channel floating in space!
Look at him! He's breaking back! If he was like that, he wouldn't be breaking him.
What do you think it is?
I think he's wrong.
What do you think it is, though?
I think it's the one that he said it wasn't. Not In Rainbows, the other one.
Siamese Dream?
Yeah.
Or laser guided melodies.
Siamese Dream. I'm looking in Siamese Dream. The first song from Siamese Dream
is Cherub Rock.
You could just be saying some random thing.
So you're saying, ladies and gentlemen, you're saying Siamese Dream.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
It was ladies and gentlemen.
That is a
point for Oliver and Roman again.
Dream team.
I'm losing. I'm not liking this.
Right,
give me a question, please. I just want one question.
That was your question. You just had a question.
That's not a question.
Yeah, because alright. Wait, you want to be asked or you?
I want to be asked a question.
You want to be asked, alright. You probably know this one though.
Okay.
This is just for Oliver. In Red Dead Redemption 2, which character dies at the very beginning of the game?
Spoiler alert.
Dutch van der Linde, Sean Maguire, Charles Smith, or Mac Callender?
Beginning?
The very beginning, like the first 10 seconds.
Well, it's not Dutch, because Dutch was like... He's like one of the characters that die in the end, no?
Well,
I haven't played Red Dead.
Yeah, that's why we're giving you this question.
So is it Dutch, Sean, Charles, or Mac Callender?
I know this one.
Alright, you have to... Mac Callender?
Okay, I'm saying it's Matt Callender.
You're meant to tell.
I don't trust you.
I say it's Matt Callender. I promise you.
Who's Matt Callender?
Look, okay, so basically, he died, and at the very start of the scene, it's like, he's died. Look, Matt Callender, he's died.
Died?
Yeah, he died.
Did he die?
He's
dead.
Is it fun? Yeah, he died. No, you don't go, at the beginning of the scene, he's died. You say he's dead. He's dead.
Die is the fucking game? Word.
It's Charles.
Okay, I'll tell you about Charles. Charles never died. He moves to Canada at the end of the game.
You could be talking.
I promise you, it's Matt Callender. Look. At the start of the game, they have coins over. They have coins over his head. The start of the scene is like they bring the body in. I literally reenact it.
Okay. There's no such thing.
They bring the body in, put it on the floor, they put coins over their head, and then they say his partner Sean. Wait, was it Sean, right?
Davey.
No, yeah, Davey, Davey.
That is my family.
Yeah, and then his partner Davey.
Oh, shit, oh my god, I found it there.
His partner Davey is lost. I think he's getting interrogated by the Pinkertons, is that right? They're interrogating his partner Davey, but Mac has died, and they put Mac down, and then.
I believe him. It's Mac.
Okay, Lockin.
It was Mac.
Yay! You beat me!
Remember
the first starting scene where they put the coins over the guy's head?
He dies in the beginning.
That's why you don't indulge yourself in the game, because you don't remember the key details.
What does that mean?
At the beginning of the game.
I don't remember that.
I got a point.
What happened?
Remember at the start of the game, they say Mac's dead, but David's still getting interrogated by the Pinkertons.
Okay,
because
I played
it ages ago. Can you show me what he looks like?
No, they didn't show the face. They just show like just him with coins over his head.
So they just say the name?
Yeah, they just say the name for one second.
No, because you can see them. They're carrying the body. There's a picture of him.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, that's I don't even know.
That's a picture.
That's a picture. Show the coins over his head.
Alright, my question, but as in like after comments now, right?
Yeah.
Where you are?
This is for both of you.
Let me see.
You show Matt Hallander, just show him.
He's Matt Hallander. Alright, anyway.
Right now, coins over
next question, this is for both of you.
Yeah, okay. Both of you?
Both, you and you.
Okay. Then we're answering?
You convince them, okay. Right? Which Car Seat Headdress album, released in 2016, contains songs such as Killer Whales and Fill in the Blanks? Teens of Denial, Twin Fantasy, Section 80, or The Life of Pablo?
I know what it is.
So it's
Twin something.
It's Twin Fantasy. I'm telling you guys right now. So I can give examples. So Twin Fantasy is actually I owned the album. This is the album. Teens of Denial.
Isn't it the beginning?
No, you're not allowed it though.
Okay, can I have it, please?
No, you're not
allowed. Wait, what's the song again?
The songs, I'm not telling you because then you'd look.
But I actually have
to find that room.
What they did, right?
It's Twin Fantasy. Yeah, look in the answers.
It's Twin Fantasy.
So then why aren't you letting me look at the vinyl?
You can't look at the vinyl, that's cheating.
Yeah, see, that's
I'm cheating. I'm calling that.
So, Twin Fantasy, this is I bought it. It was made in 2016. And
can I go to the toilet?
What was the question and the options?
You can throw a pair! You can't do that, right?
That's cheating. Minus two.
No, no, no! No, I didn't see anything. Okay, I promise you, I didn't see anything.
But he still tried to do it.
Minus 0.5!
Minus 1 point.
0.5, please. I'm sorry.
I told you like 20 times you can't do that.
Okay, so it's Twin Fantasy.
It's not Twin Fantasy. Save yourself. It's not Twin Fantasy. Save yourself. It's not Twin Fantasy.
Okay, which Carsey Hedris album released 2016 contains songs such as Killer Whales and Fill in the Blanks? Is it Teams of Denial, Twin Fantasy, Section 80, or The Life of Pablo?
Section 80. It's Section 80. It's Section 80.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to change my answer. Section 80.
No, you can't do that! No, you can't do that, because now he's going to get a point! No, you can't do that, because now he's going to get the point!
You've got to stick with the first thing you need to convince them.
Okay, it's 80! It's Route 80! Look in your
Section
answer!
Section 80.
Look at it!
Section 80.
Yeah, look at it.
And no one gets a point!
Wait, what is it?
Mashallah!
Teams of Denial!
Mashallah, inshallah!
No, I was going to say that as well, but no this game is so confusing.
Allah Akbar.
I don't remember all the options.
This is for Oliver.
When am I getting a question?
You just had a question. Okay. What is the name of the first main villain in Dexter? Is it the Bay Harbor Butcher? Le Passion?
Okay,
the Ice Chuck Killer? Or me?
Okay, I got one. Who
is the first main villain of Dexter?
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's the Bay Harbor Butcher.
The Bay Harbor Butcher, Le Passion, the Ice Truck Killer.
Or me. I'm having 100, Le Passion.
Okay, locked in, Le Passion.
I got one.
What is it?
So it's not the Bay Harbor.
You gotta convince him.
No, because he's watched it. He's watched the first tape episodes. So now he knows who it is.
This is true.
This is true, he told me. I told him to watch Dexter.
I remember he told me he lied.
Okay, what?
But it's the Ice Truck Killer.
No, I don't like this question.
No,
but you said you watched the first eight episodes.
Eight episodes.
And they say the Ice Truck Killer in the first eight episodes.
It's me. You will get it wrong. I get 3 points.
It's not fair. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
This
is for you two. Don't complain. You're getting a question now. Put that phone down. You might look that up. Put it down, Roman.
You can see him on Mac Calendar.
Yeah, alright. Anyway, what is the name of Tyler the Creator's fourth album?
I got it.
Bastard. Wait, do you know it?
I think so.
Alright, then you'll
No, is it Sunflowers or something?
Right, you have to convince those two.
Okay.
Right, is it Bastard, Cherry Bomb, Goblin, or Flower Boy?
Flower Boy? Right?
Yeah, it's Flower Boy.
But you said it wasn't Sunflowers.
Yeah, it's Flower Boy.
Yeah, but
it's not Sunflowers.
That's not
Sunflowers.
He didn't make an album called Sunflowers. Yeah, but I meant Sunflowers because I thought Flowers.
Yeah, I was telling you it wasn't Sunflowers. It's Flower Boy.
And I said it was Flowers, so it might just be.
No, you said it was Sunflowers.
What was the question?
What was his fourth album?
What was his fourth album?
It's Flower Boy. Basically, he made.
Yeah, no, I know. I think I know.
He made Bastard, then he made Goblin, then he made Cherry Bomb, then he made Flower Boy. It was a complete changing point.
Wait, fourth album.
Yeah, fourth album.
Say that again?
He made Bastard, Goblin, Cherry Bomb, and then... Flower Boy. Flower Boy was a changing point in his career because it's when he came out as gay.
He's gay?
Yes, he's bisexual, but he's... Yeah, it's when he revealed he liked dudes in some...
You know who else likes dudes? Like Ruth Miller.
That's amazing. But it's Flower Boy.
Yeah, I'm looking in Flower
Boy. What's a bisexual?
I'm looking in Flower Boy.
Bisexual is when both guys and girls.
Oh, okay. Is Bastard, Cherry Bomb, Goblin, or Flower Boy?
And I'm advocating Flower Boy.
Okay, Flower Boy.
2 points to Oliver.
Mashallah!
It was.
I'm so going!
Wait, what was it?
It was
Cherry Bomb.
I'm so going!
I would've get that.
I'm so going.
Remember when it was on -1 point?
What the hell is a Cherry Bomb?
It's an album.
That's a song. It's like
Firecracker
a weird creature.
And
then
maybe the blow. Fire me up.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
oh, why did you say it's so stupid?
Okay, this is general knowledge, right?
Chavez is copyright.
Has to convince them.
Future me, edit this out.
Right, this is general knowledge, right?
So wait, so
Roman convinces you to. What is the capital city of Slovakia?
Ooh.
Bratislava, Prague, Kosice, or Miss.
I know which one.
You said it wrong, it's Košice, not Košice.
Okay, thanks.
Košice,
it's Košice. Looking in Košice. Looking in Košice.
You've got to convince them of what it is.
Košice.
I'm guessing I'm looking in
Prague.
I'm looking in Košice. What's the right answer?
Okay, well, are you looking in Košice? No one gets a point, it was Bratislava.
Ah! I knew it was that as well, but the fact that he said it!
Why didn't I get a point?
Convinced
them,
he said it's Prague.
No, that was a joke! What? I forget the game!
I knew it was that as well!
You convinced them of
that is what?
I knew it was...
You don't either lie to them or tell them the truth. That's what we've been doing the last 20
years. So I was supposed to tell them it was Košice?
Or, yeah.
Anything.
That was 2 free points.
I don't get it.
They were locked in on Košice.
I convinced them of that.
No, you said it's Prague!
That was a joke! I knew it was Bratislava and Košice, but...
And Košice!
No, you can't do
that.
And!
Okay.
No,
that,
okay.
All right.
Roman,
I
didn't
mean
it.
Roman
can get a
pin.
No,
Roman doesn't get a pin. Roman gets
no,
a negative.
I don't get
pin.
It.
Roman
okay.
Gets,
I
can
convince, both of them it was Košice.
Roman, let me put you down gently, okay? So basically,
I convinced both of you by lying.
Okay, Roman, heads or tails.
I convinced both of them.
No, you said.
You said Prague.
No, I made both of them think it's Košice by saying that that's not my.
Oh yeah, that is true. I think you should get
heads or
tails. I convinced both of them.
Yeah, that was a convincing.
Say heads or tails.
No,
because I convinced both. He should get the point.
Give him the 2 points.
Two, just one.
No,
why?
He got 2 points to convince him.
Oh, no, because no, I convinced him.
No, oh, no, that's not it, fucking was! Give him 2 points!
He got 2 points for Flower Boy, so Roman can get 2 points.
Yeah, give him 2 points, because we convinced 2 people. We convinced both me and you.
Riz, you can Riz both me and you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Look there. Look back at me.
Jimmy, look what.
Here's a question, right, for Roman and David. What is Oliver's brother's
name?
What is Oliver's brother's name? I'm kidding. Right, the real question, what is Oliver's dad's favourite football team?
Oh.
Is it Manchester City, Tottenham Hotspurs, Arsenal or Liverpool?
I know which one it is.
Liverpool.
I have a feeling. I think it's Arsenal. I'm looking in Arsenal.
Liverpool.
It's Manchester.
I'm looking in Arsenal, I don't care.
Liverpool.
Arsenal, I'm looking in Arsenal.
I'm looking
What's
in
the
Liverpool.
Answer?
Alright, quick foul there. It was Liverpool, Roman gets the point.
Oliver, you're so stupid. Even you didn't know your own dad's name.
No, I do.
He was trying to convince them.
Let's put some ambient light on.
Football.
You should call us both idiots and stupid, and I might have convinced you. Might have convinced me.
That is stupid and idiots.
You see how you shout ambient that light is?
Okay, well, we've got 2 more. David, have you played Ghost of Tsushima?
Yes.
Okay, alright. This is just a question for Oliver then. What is the name?
Oh, well, I only played 1/3.
You still know this.
Okay. I've played more than you then.
You know this from the first mission.
Firecracker.
What is the name of the ghost's uncle in Ghost of Tsushima? Is it Xi Jinping?
Don't even have to say the rest. I already know.
She's only looking in the answer.
Jin Sakai, Lord Shimura, or Khotun Khan?
I think it's Lord Shimura. It's Lord Shimura.
You think?
Well, I remember it being Lord Shimura.
No, Lord Shimura is the main character. His uncle is Jin.
Jin Sakai.
Jin sounds like an uncle name.
Jin Sakai, Lord Shimura. No, I think it's Lord Shimura. Because I think
Lord
Shimura
is the main character's name because he plays as the Lord.
No,
of
Lord
Shimura. His kingdom.
No.
From the cards. Yeah, because Khotun Khan is the villain.
Jin sounds like an uncle name. I'm not
Jin. Jin is his old uncle.
No, I think it's Lord Shimura. Because I remember his uncle being a lord.
You lock in.
But.
Yeah, but it was his uncle, and it
can very easily win. You get a point if you just like quickly.
I think it's definitely.
No,
Lord Shimura.
No, yeah, Lord Shimura was a lord, but no, wait.
Exactly. I told. Remember when I told you the truth from Mac Miller? I promise you.
I don't get it.
I like
Mac Miller. You just told
me. Yeah, you told me about Mac Miller.
Jim Sakai was a lord, but because he got older, he.
But you get the Lord title.
I have to say, even though I feel my own heart, I think it's Jim because that sounds like an uncle name. Like David is being a lot more convincing right now. Yeah,
so
Lord Shimmer.
Lord Shimmer. Point to Oliver.
I told you,
Jim's like the main character.
Last minute.
Ghost. That is 1 point.
Eggs game.
Don't show your belly on camera. You gotta blow that out.
We'll just through the audio. Alright, question 10. This is the final question for you two. What is Oliver's favourite food?
Is it minty soup?
This is why I didn't tell you to tell anyone at the gym. Right? Is it stir fry, spaghetti bongole, David's feet, or steak?
It's David's feet.
David's foot fungus, is to be exact.
David's feet.
The first one was stir fry.
No, it's spaghetti bongole.
I think it's stir fry.
It's spaghetti
bongole. It's stir fry.
It's spaghetti
bongole. I'm not giving
stir fry. No, spaghetti bongole, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's an Italian. You guys aren't
allowed. No, you're not allowed in here. We're doing a podcast.
Hey guys. Future David here. Something's happening while we're doing the podcast, so I'm going to do a little ad break about how, why should you eat your vegetables. So here's my little song. Vegetables are they're nice and green. They're nice and green. They're tasty sometimes, not Brussels sprouts, and they make you smart, and the brain is and eyes, and your mom makes them eat them, which is listen to your mom. The end.
That was back from the ad break.
Okay. I think it's the stir fry.
It's spaghetti bongole. I can tell you exactly. Okay, spaghetti bongole is linguine. It's actually spaghetti.
How do you know you just know the food?
It's actually bongole.
How do we know we just?
It's actually linguine bongole or something.
But you're
like
Chinese,
that.
So it has to be
stir fry. No, my dad likes Italian food. It's got clams. And
you've never told me I remember this one time you had stir fry, and then you said, I love stir fry.
Yeah, I love stir fry.
Yeah, I'm not eating stir fry.
Okay, I love stir fry, but spaghetti bongole is my favorite food. Spaghetti bongole, it's linguine with clams and white
sauce. You said it twice.
My dad used to make it all the time, but recently salt, but it's still my favorite food. It's really delish. I love it.
Bro said delish in the big 25.
Delicious. Fever.
Delicious.
It's spaghetti bongole.
Okay, Roman.
I said stuff,
right? Yeah, no one gets the point. It was spaghetti bongole. Okay, and
I was gonna say it, but I don't trust Oliver,
right?
Yeah, me neither. Sometimes it's
just we ate all of them.
Oliver, you have the worst tactics to be convincing. You have the
exactly what it is.
Actually, yeah,
stir fry is vague. Stir fry is like
I don't even know what stir fry is.
It's like just vegetables.
How the fuck do you not know what stir fry is?
Chinese vegetables, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, stir fry is Chinese.
I saw you kazak.
Okay. Yeah, my grandma's.
We should do an ad break for the bit where we should do an ad break.
Who's Seb?
Seb?
Bleep that out, editors.
Bleep!
We're gonna bleep that half this episode.
Okay,
anyway, you guys ready for points?
Yeah, let's hit the points.
Right.
Can I get
in no particular
no.
order?
Crash out point.
We'll start with David, right? You get 1 point for spiky poo.
Yes.
A point, a Red Dead Redemption 2 point. A -1 point for Twin Fantasy for looking at the cover.
Thank you. That's my minus.
Right, you get, and then one for Ghost, which means you get 3 points.
Cool.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's 3 points.
David, yeah. So you got four, but you got minus one. For Oliver, you lost 1 point for Unlimited Bacon. You lost one for Slim Shady. That's 2 points, alright. Then you got a piss point to claw things back. Then a Gale point. A Ladies and Gentlemen point. A Red Dead Redemption 2 point. Two Tyler points.
Two? Why two?
Because
I got
this
one.
And then... Yeah, that's it. That's
6 points. Okay,
no,
God is
minus
good.
Two.
Oh, so 4 points.
God is good.
4 points. All right, I trust that. I don't think that's right, but all right.
God
one,
is good.
One, Okay, so no,
you should make a tally. You should make a tally.
Two, three, no, that's what?
God is good.
Why does Oliver look so weird? I don't know. Oliver's quite weird.
Yeah, Oliver looks really horrible and ugly.
Oliver has negative fluffy hair.
Right, anyway, that's...
Oliver's got a little
tiny beard. 1, 2, 3, 4,
suck.
Five points for Oliver.
Yeah, bitch.
Right, then for Roman, a pity point.
No!
A ladies and gentlemen point.
No. No, he didn't get one. No, he didn't get... Oh, yeah, he
did. Ladies and gentlemen point, yeah, that's...
No,
That's two, did
he?
Yeah.
Did he?
A 2 Slovakia points, 4. Bullshit. And then a football point.
No, he didn't get 2, he got 1!
No, Slovakia point, you got
no,
2.
No, he got 1.
It's both of you.
No, he said Prague! He said Prague!
Come on, you can't
just say 1 point!
It was a joke!
Okay, flashback to when you both defended Roman.
Where am I then? No, I made both of you because she said by saying that that's not my
goal. Oh, yeah, that is true. I said he should get
heads or
tails. I made both, I convinced both.
And so you put it on a grey screen.
Right, it's like. Okay, anyway. We're going to do a spin the wheel to decide this, alright? We're going to put a bunch of different categories.
Or a rock, paper, scissors.
No, we'll just put
a bunch of different categories.
Oh, like a final match?
Oh,
between me and Oliver.
No.
And David knows the answer.
Yeah, I know the answer.
Alright, so tiebreaker, alright?
Ooh.
Right, how it's going to work, right?
Go out the room.
Tell them a story. Okay. It can be a real story from your childhood. Or a fake one. They do a rock, paper, scissors. The winner gets to choose true or false. The other one has to choose the other option. And whoever wins gets the point.
What about just that? That's just luck.
No, it's rock, paper, scissors and...
No, what's the point of the rock, paper, scissors part?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
fine.
No,
it's just
tiebreaker. You've got to tell the story and then you've got to guess true or false.
Yeah, and if we both pick the same one, then we do another one.
Okay, just listen to a story.
So there was this one time, there was my favourite SpongeBob episode. Right?
False.
You don't watch SpongeBob, you're too, your dad's a flat earther, he's not SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, so I was watching SpongeBob, it was my favourite episode.
If you're a true SpongeBob fan, what's the one girl character?
That's Sandy? Cool. Sandy Cheeks?
If you're a true SpongeBob fan, then how much time did you wank off to her?
I'm not to no comment.
If you're a true SpongeBob character, if you're a true SpongeBob fan, did you first start off wanking off to Sandy Cheeks or did you first start wanking off to Lola Rabbit? If you're a true SpongeBob
okay, let me continue my story.
Let's get the story.
Okay, so I was super happy that was my favourite SpongeBob episode. And then...
What was the name of your favourite SpongeBob character episode?
I don't remember the name, but I remember what happened.
Okay.
It was the one where they went into Mr. Krabs' belly.
Okay, continue. Can we hear the story, please?
Okay, so then what happens was I was super happy, then I was jumping all over the place, running all over the house.
Running all over the place.
All over the face. Look at that.
And then I fell down, split my lip open.
Oh shit.
That's
how happy you were.
Yeah, I split my lip. I fell down, split my lip open, and then I had to get plastic surgery to fill it out.
You didn't wank off the Sandy Cheeks first.
Close.
But there is a very significant
false. True or false?
True.
Roman.
True.
Okay.
Alright, well, that it was true. We're about to have another tiebreaker.
Okay. Wait, you want to see the scar? You want to see the scar?
You both said true.
See, there's a little scar here. If you can really... You can't really see with this low-quality camera.
Wait, Oliver said true?
Yeah, you both said true.
Can you see the scar?
I saw it, that's why I said true.
When did you see it?
Another story.
There was this one time I was in this restaurant, right? Basically,
what was the restaurant serving?
Fish. It was a fish and chip shop.
That's not a restaurant. That's
fine,
a fish and chip
fine. Shop. Not shop, restaurant. I don't know.
This one's false.
No, it isn't.
I've been to a fish and chip restaurant before.
Yeah, that's not. You know where they serve with, like.
But restaurants are for rich people, and that's a poor place.
Fine. I'm not gonna call it restaurant then. Fish and chips place. Okay, I ate the fish, right?
What fish was it?
It was
a squid.
Salmon. What?
At the fish and chip shop?
Yes!
You ate fish at the fish and chip shop?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
That's false.
You can't get salmon at the fish and chip
shop. Yes, you can. I won't.
You don't... No, you say, when you ask what fish you got, you don't say salmon, you say the fucking normal fish. What? There's not different types of fish
in
fish and chips.
Yes, there is.
Yes,
or haddock.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yes!
There's different types of fish.
Oh my god! Yeah, you can't have this. Oh.
This is not a fish and chips.
This is
salmon. I've never been a fish.
It's false anyway.
Okay, so I ate this fish.
It's not a story anyway.
You must say salmon.
It's salmon. Yes, it is.
Let's just hear the story.
I ate this fish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I ate this fish. Then I got food poisoning afterwards. And it was at, no. I haven't finished my story. I had food poisoning. And the next day was my friend's birthday party. It was go-karting. And I started vomiting everywhere, all over the.
Why would you go to your friend's birthday party on the next day when you know?
This seems
no, but I didn't know I had food
this
poisoning.
This seems a lot like your opera laxative story.
Yeah.
Yeah, false.
No, it doesn't.
False.
No, it doesn't. False. I promise you.
Okay, what's the truth?
It was false. Bro, I was making things up on the spot. They do not serve salmon at a sufficient time. That's what I'm saying.
I told you we shouldn't have done the wheel spin.
No, wait, let me find another one.
What did you do?
I got one. There was this one time, and let me make this short as week. One time, 2 years old, eat soap, went to hospital. The end.
But then, that's so vague. Okay.
True or false?
No.
I'm doing the story. I'll give you minus 1 point if you don't show up.
Can you give me plus 1 point? Right? Amazing stories.
It was my, I think it was my uncle's 30th birthday.
Your uncle's 2 years old.
No. 40th birthday, sorry.
What did you get him?
I was like 6.
What did your dad get him?
I don't remember, I was 6.
Was it perfume?
Right, and
was it Jean Paul Gaultier?
And we were.
Was it PS5?
And we were.
Or the PS5?
And I was like 6, right? And I created a crossword for my granddad.
So that was your gift?
No, for my granddad,
because we were.
So you lied to me.
We're in the restaurant, this right?
Look in the edges, guys! Look in the edges!
Listen to the story. I'll give Roman the win right now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was
blasphemy. And one of the clues, right, was 4 letters. First letter was F, and it's like something grown-ups say. And then like, And my parents were like, freak. Frick. And they're like, nah, I can't.
This is a distractible bit, and I know it is because it's the way you tell the story is distractible.
No, and then my grandma's like, I give up. What is it? And I was like, it's fuck. And then the whole thing went silent. I was like, 6.
Oh, I got a good.
This is a distractible bit.
This is true or false?
No, this is false. This is a distractible
Roman,
bit.
It's true.
As well.
Okay, save the story for next
okay.
episode.
Okay, suck. Right. Next time.
Okay, anyway, intro music, exit music, editor.
Bye, everybody!
No,
we don't say that.
Loser speech today.
Wait. Okay, loser speech. Yeah, guys.
Why'd
you
bottle?
It was nice having you guys. I will win next time. I promise I will win next time. And, we'll all see you next time. And I'm gonna mess him after this camera starts off because he's still my point.
Wait, Roman, win a speech.
Well, this was a great episode. You're losers. I'm clearly the best player here. Fucking everyone.